Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, and I'm here to get you up to date with what's happening in our region and beyond. The big story of the day, State Treasurer Stacey Garrity will officially run for governor of Pennsylvania. And a new horror film by a Scranton native features locations throughout Northeast Pennsylvania. It opens in theaters tomorrow, so listen for more if you dare. It's Tuesday, August 19th. Let's get into it. We'll jump right into that big political news. State Treasurer Stacey Garrity is running for governor. Garrity announced her long-rumored run in a video posted on social media Monday morning. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has more.
Republican State Treasurer Stacey Garrity's video announcing her run for governor Monday portrays her as a strong ally of President Donald Trump.
And I'm giving you and your family my solemn oath that I will work hard every day to fix the problems Josh Shapiro has created.
The 61-year-old Bradford County Republican's campaign said the problems include a delayed state budget that threatens school funding and high taxes and utility and food prices.
I will never embarrass Pennsylvania with scandals, unconscionable behavior, deleted emails and cover-ups, and a total lack of transparency like Shapiro has.
Asked for comment on Garrity's announcement, Shapiro's press secretary pointed to something the governor said Friday during a Luzerne County appearance.
The Republicans are going to deal with their intramural fight. I'm not going to get into their parlor games. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep creating jobs here. I'm going to fund our kids' schools. I'm going to make sure that we have more cops on the beat. And I'm going to focus on doing my job of bringing Republicans and Democrats together to get stuff done.
Garrity's an Army veteran, and she'd be Pennsylvania's first female governor if she wins. Another Republican, State Senator Doug Mastriano, is thinking about running again for governor, too. He lost to Shapiro 3 years ago. Westmoreland County resident John Ventry is already in the Republican race. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Now, Republican Party leaders do seem set to endorse Garrity in September, months before the GOP's voters have their say. As Tom Reese reports, that's angered State Senator Doug Mastriano, the last Republican gubernatorial nominee. During a Monday talk radio appearance, he said the party was alienating grassroots voters.
We criticized the Democrats, what they did with Harris, you know, elevating her without really a fair and honest primary, but are we any different in Pennsylvania?
A poll this summer showed Republican voters preferred Mastriano to Garrity, but Shapiro beat him by double digits 3 years ago. We have more on this at WVIA.org. Well, the race for governor isn't the only one we'll be watching this election cycle, obviously. Next year's midterm races in Pennsylvania will play a key role in the fight over the U.S. House majority. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, Republicans and Democrats are laying the groundwork to reach rural voters.
Rural Progress is a civic organization tied to the Democratic Party, scheduling a nationwide concert tour ahead of next year's midterms.
Let me try again once more.
Executive Director Matt Hildreth says the group's shows aim to foster a better sense of community and political engagement in rural communities. Lancaster County is the site of the group's test run.
We do want to have a place for people to have a conversation, whether it's a town hall or panel or something like that, but then also having a place for music and a place really to celebrate rural life and rural living, because I think maybe too often we focus on what's wrong with rural America and we want to start with what's right.
Democrats are struggling to find their footing in rural Pennsylvania. The Center for Rural Pennsylvania uses population density to classify 48 of the Commonwealth's 67 counties as rural. Of the 48 rural counties, not one is represented by a Democrat in the U.S. House. And Republicans aren't giving up their ground without a fight. Conservative activist Scott Pressler is possibly the most well-known GOP figure working to boost voter turnout and civic engagement among rural Pennsylvanians. Pressler says his organization, Early Vote Action, has 25 full-time staffers urging farmers, gun owners, hunters, and truckers to register to vote.
We're locking in every single vote.
Pennsylvania has 17 House districts. Democrats view three Republicans as especially vulnerable: Ryan McKenzie of Lehigh County, Robert Bresnahan of Luzerne County, and Scott Perry of York County. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Now keep listening for a scare. I've got a story on a new horror film coming up. More up to date after this break.
Hello, I'm Carla McCabe, President and CEO of WVIA. I want to sincerely thank everyone who took action during our urgent Stand with WVIA TV and radio campaigns. In response to the rescission of federal funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, nearly 600 of you stepped up to help. Thanks to your generosity, we raised more than $125,000 in just 5 days to support the trusted news, educational programs, and local storytelling that WVIA provides every day. We are so grateful, but this fight isn't over. The loss of federal funding means a loss of $1.2 million to WVIA, and we still need your help to keep public media strong and independent here in northeastern and central Pennsylvania. If you haven't made a gift yet, please consider joining us today. Visit WVIA.org or call 1-800-326-9842. Thank you for believing in public media, and thank you for standing with WVIA.
Welcome back. Now, if the approaching end of summer has you looking forward to Halloween, a Lackawanna County filmmaker has a treat for you. He created a horror movie franchise, and this week, he'll see his work in theaters for the first time. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has more on the film, which was made in Northeast PA, and where you can see it.
Stephen Cognetti has developed a dedicated cult following to his Hell House films, and he loves to give his fans what they want.
I like making movies in the genre because horror fans love horror, and they'll come out and see every horror. I think it's better than comedy, drama, anything else you can watch just because horror fans are dedicated. They want to be scared. They don't care if you have an A-list actor, how big your budget is. All they care about is this movie scary.
The fifth movie of the Hell House franchise will premiere in theaters all over the United States and in other countries. It was filmed in Northeast Pennsylvania at familiar spots like Carbondale City Hall and the Circle Drive-In Theater in Dixon City. Cognetti plans to see it this week at the Cinemark in Moosic, where he used to go with friends as a teenager. But he's most excited for his fans to get the full experience in theaters.
This Hell House was built in post-production in such a way to have like epic sound. It's all-encompassing, going to really put you in the moment and add to the horror, add to the scares. I just really want people to get out to a theater to see it rather than wait for it to come to streaming, just so they experience it the way it's really meant to.
The movie is screening until August 24th. Then it will be available to stream on AMC Shudder beginning in October. I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. The new film, Hell House LLC Lineage, begins screening in theaters on August 20th, including at theaters in Moosic, Dixon City, and Stroudsburg. Okay, one last thing before you go about the rest of your day. I've got another Pennsylvania postcard from Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Today's first responders may owe a debt of gratitude to America's first EMT service, a group made entirely of black men and women in Pittsburgh called Freedom House. Prior to the mid-1960s, if you needed medical attention in the city, you called the police, who'd get you to a hospital in a van. But many residents of Pittsburgh's historic Hill District, a predominantly black neighborhood, felt they couldn't rely on police. Freedom House Ambulance Service was formed in 1967, made up of black men and women to specifically serve the Hill District. Paramedics became trailblazers in providing CPR and pre-hospital care, and their groundbreaking work became the building block of paramedics all across the country. Despite its success, Freedom House was shut down in 1975, but there is no doubt Freedom House left a lasting legacy that reaches far beyond PA. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories like this at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for catching up with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, why not subscribe? You can listen every weekday. Just find us at WVIA.org or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Enjoy your Tuesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.